The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The church allows us, if there's not an obligatory mass, to celebrate what are called votive masses. And our custom as oblates is to celebrate the votive mass in honor of Saint Joseph every Wednesday. If you do not have a devotion to Saint Joseph, I'm going to pray for you today in this Mass that you will leave with devotion to Saint Joseph. And for many reasons. But I'll give you one. Saint Joseph was the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Joseph was the father of Jesus. Therefore, not having a devotion to Saint Joseph, your love for Mary as well as Jesus is going to be less. I think it's common sense. Maybe it isn't for you. If you don't love those who love Jesus and Mary most, your love for Jesus and Mary is going to be less. So make a proposal today to strengthen your devotion to Saint Joseph. And there's many ways in which you can do it, but I would encourage you to get to know Saint Andres Bas-Besset, that French Canadian brother that was canonized about 4 years ago. And the next time you're in Canada, if you're going to be in Canada within the next week or two, I invite you to visit the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. So next time you're in Canada, maybe you're going there on vacation next week, going to Canada, don't forget to visit the Oratory of St. Joseph. Amen? Okay, the first reading, we're reading the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I'm going to take one word out of that. Such confidence. Do we have confidence in God? I would say you people do, but your confidence has to grow. Another word for confidence would be trust. They're really synonymous. Trust and confidence. Now, what I'm going to say is going to make you feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to say it anyway, no? Trust and confidence depends on what? It depends on this. Are you ready? The trials and the crosses that God sends us. I know you didn't really hear that this morning, but hey, you have to. Everything, as we say in New York, hunky-dory, piece of cake. then there's no reason, there's no need for trust and confidence. That all depends upon the trials, the crosses, the tribulations, the setbacks that come in our life. And they can be a big one. Could be the, you know, the death of our mother or our grandmother, which a lot of you are experiencing right now. It's a real trial. But you have to have trust. And those who lose their loved ones, what I try to do, trying to console you is this. Okay, who gives us life? And who takes life away? Who's more intelligent, us or God? Well, that should give you a little bit of hope, because God gives life and God takes life away. My father died about 6 months ago, and I'm still going through a slow process of grieving process. Slow. We all have our ways in which we cope for the death of our loved ones. But I'm going to be going home to visit my relatives in about 2 months. Last summer, I was with my father. And he went to Mass with me. We went out to dinner together. He was slower. I mean, he had Alzheimer's. But I had a good time with my father. I would have never expected 2017, I wouldn't be with my father for another summer. I would have never expected that, because he really wasn't in that bad a condition, according to medicine. We got nurses here. Not Alzheimer's, just the beginning stages. A little bit of Parkinson's, and he had prostate problems, as most men do. I mean, it wasn't that bad, no? But he's dead. What I have to do, and what you have to do, is trust that God knows what He's doing. And God loves us. And God is merciful. And if your loved one, Graciela Maldonado and Claude Edward Boom Jr., died and they're in heaven, and that's what we hope, we pray for, then it's much better for them to be in heaven than here. And also, I think sometimes we forget, is while my father lived and was healthy, he did a lot of good. A lot of good to us, promoting Catholic education, just a lot of good, 38 grandchildren, a big family, no? Well, when Graciela lived, she did a lot of good. But if they're in heaven, they can do much more good than here on earth. And if you ever read the life of St. John Bosco, at the end of his life, his health was totally deteriorated. Basically, from the top of his head to his feet, everything was not working. John Bosco. No one would know it because he hid his sufferings well. On one occasion, he had a headache, and I guess it leaked out. He had a toothache, rather. One of the boys in the oratory said, I'll take it for you. I'm going to ask God to give me the toothache so you don't have to suffer it. John Bosco said, are you sure about that? Yeah, I'm strong. You know, I'm a strong teenager. I can put up with anything. John Bosco said, are you sure about that? Yeah, give it to me. He gave it to him, and, take it away. So within 1 minute, the kid couldn't put up with the toothache that John Bosco had to endure maybe the rest of his life. So, John Bosco said, look, I can do a lot of good here on earth, but in heaven I can do much more good. Very important we understand that. I can do good here on earth, John Bosco, but if I go to heaven, no pun intended, but the sky is the limits. The sky is the limits, right? In other words, there are no limits whatsoever once someone is in heaven. Okay, one last idea on this. Someone sent to me the funeral homily of Paul Scalia. I sent it to some of you, okay? At the death of the Justice Scalia, who died about a year ago, I think it was, no? His son is a priest, and his son was asked to give the homily at the funeral mass of his father, in which Cardinal Wuerl was there, and other cardinals, and priests, and bishops, and congressmen, and it was in the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception. Now Scalia, his son, said this, that his father was a very, very good Catholic, very good husband, very good father, a very honest man, a very just man, a man respected and hated too, because a lot of people didn't like him, but respected by many. But his son said, look, my dad would be the first one to recognize that he was not perfect. He said that one of the worst things that ever happened to his father was that he was going to confession, and he was on the confessional line, and when he entered into the confessional box, it turned out his son was there in the confessional box. And he said to his son, I'm not going to go to confession to you. And his son said, I'm not going to hear your confession either. But he went on to point out that, look, you know, my father was a good man, but he's not perfect. We've got to pray for him. So we'll have to pray for Graciela Maldonado. My dad, as you probably know, had many, many masses offered for him. I was praying for him this morning and yesterday. You know, I'm going to offer one of my intentions for Graciela and my dad in this mass. Is Graciela in heaven? I hope so. I hope so. And I pray so. Is my dad in heaven? I hope so. But I'm not Pope Francis. I cannot canonize them. Okay? As Father Paul Scalia did not canonize his father, he said, pray for him. We're going to be praying for them, the souls in purgatory. And let's ask St. Joseph. This Mass is offering it. Let's ask St. Joseph to pray for them. Because St. Joseph is so close to Jesus and Mary. He's the greatest of all the saints. So let's pray to St. Joseph for those who have passed away. And let's pray for ourselves. Because St. Joseph, we have some people here whose name is Joseph. Right, Joe? We have some who have the name Joseph, to pray that we ourselves would have a holy and happy death. Because among the many titles of St. Joseph, he's the patron of a holy and happy death. So let's have confidence. Let's have confidence knowing that what God does is always the best. We only know from A to B. God knows from A to Z and beyond. Let's pray that we would trust. And when we start to doubt, this is the prayer we have to say. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. Is my soul in happiness, in Him is my salvation.